first time I ever heard Daniel Johnston on record, it was years ago. It was while I was still living in Cricklewood, and it was while I still knew my old best friend from school, so it must have been a long time ago. And we had this weird looking record, and it had this weird kind of bug thing with like bug eyes and stuff on the cover. It's a white cover, it's kind of really childish drawing. We put it on, you know, we'd heard about him, and we put it on, and we just pissed ourselves laughing. We thought it was like the stupidest thing we ever heard. My friend went away shortly after that, and a couple of days later I listened to the record again, and I couldn't stop crying. I just thought it was like so sad and so poignant, and the tunes were like so... It really reminded me of when I was younger and I used to play the piano for hours on end, playing Beatles songs really badly and singing along with them out of tune. And it just astonished me that there was someone else who was doing this somewhere in America, that even someone was out their records, and it really seemed to resonate with the person who I used to be. Anyway, a couple of years ago I was living in Seattle. About 2 weeks after I got there, I was meant to travel down to Portland for some seminar or other, and I got there and I was looking through the listings, and there was nothing happening at all. And then all of a sudden I see Daniel Johnston's playing. I'm like, Daniel Johnston's playing? That's not possible. Like, I've been waiting like 10 or 15 years to see him. It's a couple of hours time that she's playing, and it's at this record shop, and you know, I'm just standing there with tears running down my face again. I cannot believe I'm seeing Daniel Johnston, and there's a poignancy to him that I don't understand the blues, but if the blues does still exist in the world nowadays, there's only one blues singer left, and that's Daniel Johnston. Of course, later on I saw him again at the seminar, and he had some really stupid crap bar bands playing behind him, and he was dreadful.